Day in News.
It's time for the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trade Martin and Jimmy J. Now listen up, guys. A lot of people are listening to this, but you better make it fun. Stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're on.
Good morning, everybody. This is Trade Martin, Sunday Morning Funhouse. Expecting Jimmy on with me and probably the mysterious Colonel, of course. He's never delirious, and we're happy with us this morning. Listen, on Tuesday night is the first Democrat debate. It's a debate. I don't know. Anyway, we are right after that show. We're going to be on at midnight, the Wednesday morning Funhouse. The Wednesday at midnight, my Wednesday at midnight show, and we will discuss and tear apart the debate. You know, I can't wait to see Bernie Sanders in his first magical TV appearance. I mean, the commie himself, the devout socialist, and then we'll see the one who tips him pretty good, Hillary Clinton, will be on. And a few other candidates. The guy from Baltimore used to be the governor of Maryland or something, or the mayor of Baltimore. I'm not sure what to say. O'Malley, he'll be on. And I think there's one other person. Guy from the Boston area was going to be one of the debaters. I don't know. Anyway, it's not going to be too much. Not going to be too many people watching it because Trump is not on it. But we'll be monitoring it, and then after it, I think it's on from 9 to 11, I believe, or either 8 to 10 or 9 to 11, and I'm not sure if it's CNN or where it is, but you'll find it if you want to watch it, if anybody's really interested. We are going to watch it. So with me that night, probably be Jimmy J, my co-host here, and Gary Gatehouse, Billy Van Horn will be with us, the mysterious Colonel. And I believe Kevin Bowles will be on with us. And we will go back and forth and discuss and tear apart the debate. The Democrat debate. I mean, some call it the Democratic debate. I call it the Democrat debate. I like Democrat. I don't like them, but I like the word Democrat. I mean, I got nothing against the Democrats, really. They're just not really the Democrats anymore. They're more towards a Communist Party now and a Socialist Party. I mean, it's just completely ridiculous. Anyway, I wanted to get that out of the way. This is Trade Martin. The number here is 347-838-8898, and we hope you're listening out there because we are going to talk about what's going on and what's not going on. And the main thing that's going on right now is, I just don't want Barack to feel bad. You know, the people didn't mean it. Friday to Oregon, where they had the big shooting, and it was a shame that the whole shooting is, all that stuff is horrific. It's terrible. And I believe that there should be armed guards at any school, at least two guys with guns. I would say to arm the teachers, truthfully, or maybe, you know, some of the teachers. So they would have, it wouldn't be a gun-free area, and guys wouldn't be, wouldn't want to approach it as easily because they would know there are guns there to protect the kids and to protect the school people. You know, when they know there are no guns there, I mean, they just go in and they could shoot up anybody and wait for the police to come, you know. Because these guys, the Islamic guys, they love death. They want to die. They don't care if they die because they feel if they die, they're like enshrined in a holy thing where Allah's going to accept them more and Muhammad's going to be in heaven and they're going to take them in and they're going to have 72 versions of virgins.
Virgins.
Hey, the Colonel is with us. All right,
hey, man. I'm always with you. I always listen to your monologue, and it sounds like you're talking by yourself, so I figured I'd join in after a certain point.
I am. I'm talking to myself.
You're like the Led Zeppelin song, Rambling On, you know.
Yeah, rambling all over the place.
You were talking about the Democratic debate. I call it the blank, starts with a D, blank, D, blank, bag debate. Now, and you get my drift. I don't mean to offend any of your respectable listeners, all one of them. But be that as it may that as it be, the third candidate is going to be the unknown candidate. And he's going to sound a lot like Joe Biden with a bag over his head. So, I suspect it's going to be very uneventful because, really, what could Hillary and Bernie say that they already haven't said? And in a lot of respects, like you said, they've got the same views, socialism. That's all they talk about. The system is rigged.
Who's going to out-socialize themselves?
Yeah. Certainly not Hillary, because she hasn't been socialized in a number of years. Ah, easy, Colonel. It's a respectable show. But anyway, like I said, it's a crazy world, and I feel bad for Barack because people were out demonstrating.
What
gee,
a shame.
Isn't that
they
too
didn't want
bad?
Him to, but, you know, they didn't really mean it. It's like Ayatollah, says death to America, but he doesn't really mean it.
That's right.
You know, Barack, they didn't want you, Barack, but they didn't really mean it. They really wanted you, Barack.
And he was just out there to console the families. Unbelievable. Gee, why wasn't he there to console any of the police officer families of all the police officers that got killed?
Well,
maybe that reporter.
He loves criminals.
He was so close to the Virginia shooting with the reporter, the young female reporter, and the cameraman. Why didn't he, take a short trip down there to console that family and even the woman who got shot? But boy, he didn't really.
He had a lot of compassion in his heart, though. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
He felt so bad that he just couldn't go.
Yeah, I tell you, I really like his mentality. I mean, if you look at everything with the Boberg doll and letting all the Taliban out and letting all these prisoners out of jail. Gee, I guess he's all right. He's on top of it because nobody deserves to be in prison. Nobody deserves to be on death row, the gun violence in Chicago, who knows about it? We don't hear about it, and he doesn't see it on the news, so he has no idea it's happening.
He's not watching Fox enough.
Fox makes stuff up. You know that, Trade. Good Lord.
What a lie.
The world is so peaceful. In fact, I'm thinking about taking another trip to Turkey. Oh, maybe on second thought. Yeah, but you know what? Like he says, the world is less violent. There's more peace in the world today merely because he's in power, and he says it. So
you don't have to go to Turkey to see the turkeys. You just got to go to Congress.
Don't even talk about them. You know what we need to do? We need a tidy bowl flush. We need to flush everybody, get rid of everybody, start from scratch. Because, I mean, this game now with Paul Ryan that they're playing, I get a headache. And you know what? It truly is going to be a one-party system if they keep this up for long. I tell you what.
It's crazy.
They're not getting anything done. I don't know what the deal was with what's his name there. McCarthy. There's something behind that, but you know what? The GOP is looking like a bunch of fools, and the American public, if anybody was leaning towards the GOP, they're probably saying these guys couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag. I mean, it's ridiculous already. Just. Get somebody already. If you have to recall Newt Gingrich, call him back. Hey, anything's better than what we got. I know.
I got to tell you,
I think he would do it if he were asked, if that's possible. I think he would really do it. And I told you, I ran into Newt a couple of times.
The weird thing is that anybody could be the speaker. You don't have to be in Congress or anything.
Exactly. You know what? That's the way it should be, because look at all these other positions like Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Homeland Security. You don't have to have a background in any of those things. So what difference does it make? What difference does it make? Trade,
Martin. The difference is that there's 74 days to Christmas.
You still think we're going to make it?
Yeah, I
laud your optimism, Trade. I'm not so sure.
75 days till Christmas Eve, till the eve of Christmas.
Well, Let's hope we make it. Let's hope there's not enough dirty bomb material for these terrorists to have another fifth incident that the FBI doesn't make any arrests and then they actually.
Well, you know what? I'm scared. You know, I think they're scared now. You know, I think the terrorists are really running scared because they figure if the terrorists, if ISIS attacks us in the United States, they're afraid that Putin might bomb them right in the United States. I mean, this guy,
that's right.
I'll tell you that.
He'll,
you know what I mean?
That's true. He'll go to the port of Newark and set up, his naval base there. He'll get approval for that, and then all of a sudden he'll start establishing, he'll take over Newark and make that his, his airfield to take off all his bombers. But you know what? I hope that ISIS does, and I shouldn't say that, but if they end up in Newark, I guess there's no big deal about that if Putin wants to bomb it. Or maybe Camden. You know, just a couple of close by cities. They could use a new facelift anyway. But
well, I could see them now flying the planes over and them dropping the bombs and saying and put on the bombs. Farrakhan life.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. The million man march.
The year anniversary is
reparations, baby. Reparations.
Yeah,
and, you know, I got to tell you, I started budgeting for it, so. In my budget, I was going over yesterday in the House, and I figured, well, in addition to taxes, I guess now there'll be a new.
We should have put a dollar in the box. We should have put a dollar in the box every day for reparations.
Well,
for them,
that's what
I
told my Monsignor today when he asked for so many donations for, you know, renovating the church and heat and everything. I told him, I said, listen, not for nothing, Monsignor, but I got to take a couple of dollars away from the $5 that I give every week to put in for reparations because it's coming, baby. And you know what? It's probably going to be like healthcare. If you don't have a healthcare plan, you get penalized. It's going to be on your income tax form. So now a dollar, you know, it's like when you check that one block that says if you want to donate to the presidential campaign, you can donate, and it's not going to take away from your taxes, you know, or add anything to it. So it'll be just like that. Why not? Why not? It's my fault, and it's your fault, Trade. I've seen how you operate.
Well,
you know,
listen,
I've seen you. You're responsible for all that to happen.
If we didn't import them, they might not even be here, you know. I mean, but I'm not sure who first imported them. You know,
this is another sign of a world that is topsy-turvy, upside down, out of control, and we are becoming probably one of the most lawless societies ever. Ever.
Absolutely, yeah. No
absolutely lawless. You know, and the big headlines, pregnant woman, child die in Israeli airstrike on Gaza. Right, they didn't do anything wrong. It's the Israelis that are the bad people here. Remember
well, they
that.
Are because they keep on attacking Iran. They keep on attacking everybody. The Israelis are always at fault with everything. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they are, no matter what. They're always wrong. I've never seen anything like it. But other than that, yeah, I think the debate's going to be kind of uneventful. I don't even know why they're having
it,
quite frankly.
We're going to check it out.
I mean, maybe Bernie won't show up, and it'll just be Hillary debating herself. She'll be a master.
The system is rigged, Trade.
Rigged.
Yeah, it's rigged. And we're going to shame the banks. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. And we're going to do. He sounds like a Jackie Mason,
yeah. I don't know where I'm going to be, but wherever I am, whatever they show up, that's where I'm going to be. Jackie Mason, all right. Yeah, it's crazy. And people, you know, just people are, I think, so fed up. But this younger generation, I think, believes in all that theory about everything sounds great. We're all going to make the same. And, those horrible people on Wall Street keep taking our money, and how dare they? And I don't want to pay for college. I should have free college. Why not? They have no idea who pays for stuff because their parents pay for
everything. They want free everything.
Exactly. They have no idea who pays for it because their parents pay for everything. It's unbelievable.
Right. They're on the insurance now till they're 26. Like, can you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, in some respects, that's a good thing. It's just getting crazy and crazy. And like I said, the real shock with Obamacare when it's too late is going to be 2016, where everything's going to go up and services are going to go down. But you know what? Like I said, the only thing people care about trade, honestly, is iPhones. That's all people care about. I'm serious. You walk around, go anywhere, and you see people driving vehicles, and you think they're talking to themselves, but they're talking to somebody. You go into stores, everybody's looking down. They're on that iPhone. Everywhere you go, people put their iPhone on the table. They're having dinner or lunch, and they look at their iPhone, and then you see them hitting the keyboard. I've never seen anything like it. Students in school, I'm like, put those iPhones away. They just can't help themselves. Like a kid stealing cookies. I see them reaching underneath the desk with their head down, looking at their iPhones, then looking up. That's the only thing they care about. It's amazing. What could be so important in life that you need to be on that iPhone like 24/7? It's crazy. You never see anything like it.
I don't even take one with me when I'm.
I don't even have one. I got the can with the string between it. And the good thing is nobody wants to talk to me, so I don't have to worry.
I like the good sound quality on the can with the
string.
Well,
you know what? I found if you use a can of Bush's baked beans, the tone is much better because it's a bigger can. The resonance
is phenomenal.
Well,
not only that, with the Bush name, it's got to be a better sound.
The only thing is you get that. You got to be careful because the smell you get from the phone is just that's all.
They were chanting down, down USA at the Million Man March. I mean,
yeah, I know. Isn't that unbelievable? I got to tell you, I just don't know what the mentality. And of course the great role model Louis Farrakhan, you know, was leading the charge.
He said America is under divine intervention, divine judgment.
Man,
America's
I'm telling
under
you,
divine judgment.
I just want to tell
you. Lebanese are going to get stronger.
Yeah.
That's just,
I just want to tell some of these people that really hate this country, if you destroy this country, which is the direction that we're headed, and all that it stands for and all the freedoms we have, where is anybody going to go? I mean, is Liechtenstein and Switzerland, are they still great places? I'm sure there's a limit, though. It's kind of like the maximum capacity of this elevator is such and such. So the maximum capacity of Switzerland or some of these other countries that people want to go to that think that places are better than the United States, are these people for real? Wow. I'll tell you what, the guy who's making out big time is Bill Ayers. He is just... Man, he is just smiling, and he couldn't be happier. In fact,
he wants to be the Secretary of Education.
I saw that. Yeah, well, he's a smart guy. You know, he's self-educated, smart guy. Can you imagine? Man, you want to have what do they call that core? Whatever they call that new the level of education. I can't think of it right now. Can you imagine if he ever gets to be the director of the Department of Education, how radical education will change? Oh, my own. But you know what? Nothing surprises me anymore, so I wouldn't be surprised about that either. That's a crazy, crazy world. Trade, are you still there? Trade. Come in, Trade.
I copped out. You can't hear me.
Yeah, you copped out. You copped out.
Okay,
I guess you
hear me now?
Tired of hearing. I got you. Yeah, I guess you get tired of hearing the mysterious colonel.
No. Listen, Lisa's going to play that thing. The caller came in for Jimmy. Lisa, play that for us, please. The caller came in from Jimmy.
Today in news. Here's Jimmy J.
Jimmy J. WMEX.
I'm Jimmy J. This is Today in News.
WMEX.
Trade Martin is on assignment.
Hey, this is Jimmy J. Sorry I missed you. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get right back to you. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
I'm Jimmy J with Today in News. Hey, let's go to caller number 1. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Jimmy. This is the Pope.
How are you, sir? What a great experience it was having you in America. Thank you for being here.
Oh, God bless you,
Could
Jimmy.
Could you just hold on for 1 minute, please?
Sure.
Get a caller coming in on
okay.
Line 2. Line 2, go ahead. Hi, who's this?
This is Carly Farina. Listen.
Oh,
listen to me, y'all.
How you doing?
Planned Parenthood. I'm going to get that Planned Parenthood.
Hold on 1 minute, Carly, okay? Get the Pope on the other line. But let's go to line three first. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Jim, this is Ben Carson.
Benny, baby.
Yeah.
Like Benny and the Jets from Elton John. I love it.
Yeah.
Benny, hang on right there. We
all right,
have just
okay.
1 minute.
No,
we got another line coming in. Now, talk to number four. Let's go to line four.
Yeah.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, Jim, this is Donald Trump. This is Donald.
Hey, buddy. How are you, Donald, man? What's happening?
Everything is great. I'm still number one, buddy. So, DJ of the Stars, did you catch me on O'Reilly? I spoke to my buddy Roger Ailes and made amends with Fox. I laid out my new tax plan yesterday. Yeah, did you hear it? That's great. That Rubio's been saying bad things about me. I'm really surprised. He's a lightweight. You know, he looks like he just got out of grammar school. What, is he kidding me or what? I hope the little kid realizes that Rick Perry got out of the race because he came after me. And then Rand Paul came after me. He's going to get out of the race soon. All these other guys are losers. Don't worry, they're not going to get me down.
Okay, it's okay.
Yeah.
Listen, you're famous anyway. I saw you on the Mickey Mouse Club. Hang on for 1 minute. Let's go to line five. Yeah, who's this again, please?
John Boehner.
Hee-haw. Let's go back to line one. Line one, is the Pope still there?
Jimmy, yes, Jimmy, thank you very much.
I love you, Jimmy.
Yes,
how you been, all right?
Very
you
good.
You look good, that Pope mobile.
Oh, I'm
did
so
you want to drag race anybody?
Yeah, my knee is bothering me.
Oh,
I can't walk that good.
Hang on, Popey. Frankie, just hang on there right 1 minute. I like you. Who's this again?
This is Carly. This is Carly Farina. From a lousy secretary to CEO. Let me tell you how I pulled that one off. Hey, listen,
Carly,
you better...
Carly, I love your song. You're so vain. It's really a great song. Let's go to line three. Who's this again, please?
This is Ben Carson. I'm running for the presidency.
Ben, are you Johnny Carson's brother?
No, you were.
Yeah, man, you're a great guy. Hey, listen, hang on for a minute.
He's a different color.
Yeah, listen, Jimmy, yo, I'm number one, Jimmy, I'm the best,
really
I'm the greatest.
We really appreciate you being on Today in News with Jerry Martin tonight,
yeah.
We really do. You have a great day, and thanks for calling in, Donald. I'm Jimmy J, that's it for right now, let's go back to you.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
What the hell was that?
That's music for the Holy Father.
Today in News. WMEX.
I'm Jimmy J.
All right. And Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby's in the news again. You know that.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, interesting. It was his second deposition.
I don't know.
Or something.
He ought to go and defend Bergdahl, I think. You know, him and Bergdahl will get together.
I think you're right. Yeah, he should.
Yeah.
You know. And you know what? You got a feel for Bergdahl because... You know, he was imprisoned and probably tortured by the Taliban. So you got to kind of feel sorry for someone who abandoned their post and, you know,
willfully.
Well, you
got to feel sorry. You
know,
of course.
He was,
you know, you see, the thing is, I relate Cosby to Bergdahl. Because Cosby, they should feel sorry for Cosby, too. Because Cosby didn't do anything wrong. You know, I mean.
Well, it's kind of good in that Cosby did you-know-what to all these women, and now it's being done to him.
It's
a crazy world. It's a mad, mad world, Trade Martin. Good Lord.
Why doesn't Cosby go to bat for Bergdahl?
He probably did. He probably made a special call to the White House. The White House probably called the general and probably said, if you want to see your second star, well, you know what to do, General. You know how that goes.
Absolutely, though. They've been being blackmailed and they've been threatened all the time, these guys.
Yeah, and, you know, any time that a promotion occurs in the military, most people don't know this, but Lisa knows it. Promotions, particularly for officers, it has to be ratified by Congress. So, it's not an automatic thing. And so these generals who are political do have to worry about that, you know, because most generals, you know, they once you're a general, you know, you want to get as many stars as you can. So the only stars that I see is the ones that when I get knocked in my head. It's the only time
how
I
many stars? How many stars did Colin Powell have? Do you remember?
He had four. He had four. Might have had a fifth if he stuck around, but yeah, he had four. He was four star,
uh-huh.
Which is, general. If he had a fifth star, he would have been General of the Army. So,
oh,
yeah,
is that right?
Four. Yeah, I'm really shocked at him, and I always thought a little more highly of him than recently when he buys into all this nuclear Iran deals and how he switched parties and stuff. But
oh,
I guess he was so.
A good deal.
Yeah, a deal is a good deal. Deal is no better than no deal at all. That's
right.
What I tell my car dealer when I try to buy a new car.
Yeah.
What a crazy world, but I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter because now that Putin ate Obama's lunch.
Wow, yeah. And did you see they showed a snippet of his interview with, I think it was Scott Pelley maybe, somebody from CBS who challenged him on the Putin thing. And Obama, I'm telling you, I have never, ever heard him admit, yeah, I underestimated him or I made a mistake. He still insists that Putin's economy is tanking and he had to do this and he's weak. And he's like, I've never seen anything like it. And these reporters, they just sit there and they don't challenge. Because the way Obama comes back and his body language, he just intimidates them, so they don't even challenge him any further. I've never seen anything like it. But if
they're intimidated by the office,
yeah.
And they're intimidated by him being black too. They don't want to come off against him because they come off racist.
Yeah, but it's amazing. It doesn't stop them when they challenge Ben Carson. I don't get it. If it's Ben Carson, with that statement he made,
they think Ben Carson's an Uncle Tom.
I guess.
Wow.
I mean, you see, I got to say, and you and I talk about it all the time, the very horrible and vicious and mean-spirited Facebook texts or whatever you call those things that you get from libs and Democrats, and it's the same thing.
Oh,
look what GQ said. This is the liberal mindset. If you are not of their mentality or their way of thinking, they can't respond any other way but vicious, mean, and actually horrible. Like, I wish you were dead, you little troll. Well,
true.
It's horrible. That's the way they react. They're never, okay, you're entitled to your opinion. However, they always get vicious and mean and hateful. It's amazing.
They're vicious. They're vicious and mean.
They're vicious. They're hateful. They're always but hateful.
No.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking here. Look, there's a Hindu woman was fired from the U.S. military for witchcraft. Now, that's something they should try in the Oval Office, is
witchcraft. Probably should. It might work. It might work a little bit better. Good Lord.
Well, that first line probably counts it out because, Barack doesn't have any hair. It looks like he shaved down. Those fingers in my hair.
You just made another point about how they're decimating the military. And boy, I tell you what, we've had, and I hope we continue to have a great military. But the way these things are going right now, and what's happening, they're destroying the military, and we're going
to
be
Trump wants to build it back up, though.
Yeah,
Trump
I know, but again, whoever takes over. After this president is going to have such a mess, probably nothing will get done because there's going to be so many significant issues to deal with that you can't take on everything all at the same time. And God help the next president.
What do you think? I mean, it can't be Carly Farina. She's not going to get nominated. I don't believe Ben Carson will get nominated either, even though he seems like a nice guy, but I don't think he's got anywhere near the personality. I like him, but I don't think he's got anywhere near the personality to be president.
Well,
the only guy that seems like he's got the right personality and the right leadership qualities is Trump.
I know, but I really think that the GOP, that
they don't want him.
They're going to try to destroy him. They have no choice, and I don't know who's left that they want to push. I mean, Bush is not gaining any traction whatsoever. I mean, he's so low.
He got pushed into Bush. He got pushed right into the Bush,
I know. It's really interesting, and I just, I don't know. I think in many respects, people would probably rather have a Donald Trump just to see how it works out. And, I mean, put it this way, all they got to do is stick it out for 4 years. So how much worse could it be than it is now? And everybody, I think everybody's looking at the fact that he's a businessman and he really needs to turn this economy around. And that's what I see as one of the main factors. The military may be secondary, but right now it's the economy. And if people think he can turn it around, they're gonna get him. But again, it's up to the GOP, and I think they're going to subterfuge his possibility. I don't know how much longer they're going to let him go.
Going into the studio. He's going into the studio, and he's going to sing a thing to Rubio and Bush, and it's going to be a new version of Shut Up and Dance. You know?
Shut Up and Dance.
Like, listen, it's all over, everybody. Sunday Morning Funhouse is all over right now. We'll see you later. Putin is starting to bomb. He ate Barack's lunch. We'll see you next week, or we'll see you on Wednesday at midnight. The Democrat debate, we're gonna tear it apart at 12 midnight on Wednesday. We'll see you then. Thanks, Colonel. Well, good
bye,
night,
Trey.
Everybody.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye, everybody. Have a great day.
This has been the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trade Martin and Jimmy J. I hope you had fun. It's over. Can we have cake now, guys? Today in news.